This is a Rabble Podcast Network show.
New voices in your head.
It's Radio Free Radio.
Thanks for tuning in to 93.3 CFMU Radio. This is Progressive Voices. I'm Riaz Sainimalji. Today I'm joined in studio by Patrick. Patrick is an anti-fascist advocate and a young worker bred in Hamilton. Patrick is hosting a Rock Against Racism show March 9th at Homegrown Hamilton to raise awareness and spark conversation about a growing neo-Nazi and white supremacist presence in Hamilton and Southern Ontario. Proceeds of the show will go to benefit SASHA's, the Sexual Assault Center of Hamilton, Diverse Communities Outreach Program. Patrick says, while not being racialized himself, he understands the depth of racism in Canada and recognizes the common interests all humans share. Patrick, thanks so much for joining me in studio today.
Thank you.
So, Patrick, can you explain to our listeners what Rock Against Racism is?
Rock Against Racism is an idea that dates back to 1976 in the UK. It started in response to growing racist, white supremacist views, specifically in the music scene. Eric Clapton and David Bowie both at the time had some questionable comments about race and comments about fascism and the like. So it was a two-day festival. It brought together scenes of punk rock and ska and reggae and pop music. And it was just everybody came together. It was common interests they all had. The idea caught on and it became somewhat of an annual event and spread from the UK just naturally in late 80s, early 90s, started happening in the States and just naturally spread to Canada.
Patrick, what sparked you and the other organizers here in Hamilton to put together a show?
Well, it's a few, or lots of instances, rather, that sparked it. One thing in particular that bothered me was over the holidays, on Christmas Eve, actually, there was a cricket lawn in Stony Creek that was virtually destroyed in a hate crime. Kids broke in the middle of the night and just trashed the place, you know, burning flags and spray-painted slurs all over the building. Another thing that drove me to organize this was my personal experiences seeing racist skinheads, Nazis on the street. I was in a bar the other day, a neighborhood bar. Never had any bad experiences there. And about a few months ago, three boneheads walked in, and the bartender was fine with it, and you know, didn't say anything. They, you know, were allowed to go about their business and mingle with the crowd. And it was like some shitty metal show that was there at the time, and they just became part of the crowd. And you know, I left. I was by myself. I was a little uncomfortable, so I took off. But like I said, just lots of different guys I've been seeing, older guys, younger kids, and you know, just walking around. They've been, like I said, just at bars, at shows, talking with people, and it doesn't sit well with me. One thing a lot of people haven't recognized is that if anybody's ever heard of Blood and Honor. Blood and Honor is a white supremacist, neo-Nazi organization. They're big out west. They're big in Calgary, Edmonton. One of their things is the White Pride Worldwide March they do every year. Some bullshit little day they have. But anyways, these guys are notorious, like burn down your house type crazy. Two of them are actually in prison right now. One case, they murdered a black man in a parking lot just randomly. They kicked him to death, literally, just a random. They saw this guy and they killed him. Another case, of these guys set a homeless Filipino man on fire. He was sleeping on a couch on the street. They set the couch on fire and he was seriously harmed. Why I mentioned Blood and Honor, actually, was because last year they actually opened a chapter in London, Ontario. So they have tried to have a little march, triumphant march through the city, and they're prevented by anti-racists. Apart from Blood and Honor, there is also a group called the Golden Dawn, which is a Greek fascist, paramilitary fascist organization. They actually hold seats in parliament in Greece right now, and they work alongside the police force to destroy the social movements that are happening there. Last year, they opened up a series of offices in North America. Office in New York, for example. There's also in Canada, we opened an office in Montreal. And likely, I'd say within the next year, we'll see an office in Toronto being opened. And in North America, the Golden Dawn, they sort of masquerade as a charity accepting food and clothing donations. What they do with these donations is they take them and they will only give them to Greek nationals. To me, giving food and toys to one child while letting another child starve, it's not a political ideology. That's hate. That's nonsense. So, but the idea is that it's spreading here. It's coming here. We're not immune to these organizations. We have to be prepared for that, and we have to be ready for when they're organized in numbers. You know, if you're trying to form a community, if you're trying to form, you know, respect for each other and trust, we have to protect that.
So tell us about the organization this concert is raising funds for.
Diverse Communities Outreach Program is a branch of SASHA, the Sexual Assault Center in Hamilton. And they provide, what SASHA does is they have a crisis hotline, and they provide support and advocacy for women who are facing abuse and facing violence, or have in the past. And the outreach program, the DCOP, they provide all those services, but on top of that, provide translations. They provide support groups in a variety of languages, sign language, cultural interpreters. They make it just a little easier for women from range of backgrounds to contribute in their communities and be part of their communities. A worthy organization, I thought the proceeds could go to.
Tell us what's going to be happening at Rock Against Racism this Saturday.
It's going to be at Homegrown Hamilton. It's 27 King William Street. It's just off James. It's right downtown. Basically, it's going to be a big mix of performers and trying to draw as much of a diverse and large crowd out as possible. So we're going to open with a ska punk reggae band called the Safety Collective, and it's going to move on to, we've got two spoken word dub poets, Clyde Brooks and New Erinesia. They're going to do their thing. I'm a big fan of just recently getting into spoken word and slam, so I'm pretty excited for that. Then we're going to have some hip-hop performers. We're going to have Canadian Winter and Lee Reed. So pretty excited for the lineup. There's also going to be tables distributing books and pamphlets and general literature, and bottom line is just to get people out, a diverse group of people under the same roof, talking about racism in Hamilton, Southern Ontario, and the world.
Patrick, just to wrap up here, could you explain to our listeners how they could get involved potentially in some anti-racist organizing here in Hamilton?
Well, there's no set in stone way to do it. Just need to talk with your coworkers, talk with your classmates, whoever it may be, about what might be happening in your community, what might be happening in your workplace or in your school. We need to address that, and we need to draw attention to that, and it will benefit everybody in the long run. Bottom line is to just confront these people and confront these ideas when you're presented with them. The more we talk about it, racialized or not, we'll realize that we have more in common than we do with our white government and our white bosses and our white police force.
All right, Patrick, I want to thank you so much for coming down to the studio to chat with me. Hopefully, lots of people in Hamilton who are listening to this right now will make sure to come down to Homegrown Hamilton, 27 King William Street, Saturday night. When do doors open, Patrick?
9 p.m.
9 p.m. And is it pay what you can?
Yeah, pay what you can donation. No one will be turned away.
Make sure you come out. It's going to a great organization. It's much needed in our community. Patrick, thanks again for coming down here, man.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
This is Progressive Voices on 93.3 CFMU Radio. Progressive Voices is also available online at news site rabble.ca. You can access Progressive Voices at www.rabble.ca/podcasts/progressive-voices, where you can find all of the show's episodes uploaded as MP3 files. You can also subscribe to the show on iTunes. Take care, and I'll talk to you next week.